For the first time ever, we will create a Christmas story. Every day, another chapter is written by another one of us, and by the end of the week, we will have an award-winning Christmas classic that will be shared for generations to come.
I mean, seems overambitious and a lot to guarantee, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. So it's me, Anna, Raven, producer John, and producer Sean. Every day, we build the story based on whoever wrote the last chapter the day before.
Okay.
It starts with me. You guys have no idea where the story will go, but it'll be up to you to determine where the next chapter reads. Okay?
Okay.
This book is called Christmas is on a Crate. Okay? You ready for chapter one?
So ready. Yep, go for it.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and Javier was in a panic. He waited anxiously in bed until he knew his wife was sound asleep.
Wow, his wife really deviated septum, maybe.
Then he creeped out of bed and walked down their old home's creaky stairs. His wife had asked for one perfect thing for Christmas, and he had ordered it weeks ago online on a shady website, and it had not yet arrived. He turned on his computer.
You've got mail.
And he was startled by the email that he saw. The email read in broken English that the item was stuck on a ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, awesome.
Excuse me.
Beat me to it. You beat me to it.
And now, it's in your hands, John. So tomorrow you have to write
the end of the chapter.
That's the end of the chapter.
So I'm going to assume because of the You Got Mail that this story takes place in the 90s, somewhere in the
maybe
AOL
the 80s,
era.
Maybe the late 80s, right? Or 90s.
That's a good idea. That's a good point.
Here's the thing. That's the thing with creativity in books is that when you write the next chapter, you can make it whatever you want.
That's right.
So you take this beautiful storyline of chapter one, and now you're going to develop it into chapter two and deliver it back tomorrow. But keep in mind, we want this to be a Christmas classic that people share with their children for generations to come. So it better be really, really good.
Yeah, no pressure or anything.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Chapter two, tomorrow, same time. Producer John, it's in your hands. Good luck.